This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, it is one. I screwed up my word already there. We are 1 week away from Election Day, and I am excited. I am encouraged about many things. In fact, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Here's what else we have on tap for tonight on the show. We're going to discuss Overton Windows, negotiating positions. In fact, that's going to be kind of an opening on the show. I told you someone was going to get fired last week, and last night they got fired. The old Oracle called it again. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the FBI. What's happening with all these illegals in Virginia? And somebody's getting arrested in the UK or going to prison in the UK, and it actually does apply to all of us. Never thought you'd care about those dirty Brits, did you? All that offensive racist jokes about Puerto Rico and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually have to lead with something that has nothing to do with anything, but I did something last night. I know what I'm about to say is going to shock you. So if you're driving, do not drive off the road. If you're cooking, if you have a boiling water, hot things, be very, very careful. This is going to be shocking, okay? If you have a bad heart, please sit down. Last night, I made a mistake. I know. What, Chris? I made a mistake. I teased something going into a break and then didn't deliver. Certainly the first time that's ever happened on this show.
My focus is just stay focused.
I was talking about how we have to teach our kids to have conversations and that I was doing something specific with my sons. And I told you I was going to tell you about it in a second. Then we went to break, completely lost my train of thought and went somewhere else entirely. And that's my fault. Look, that's what happens when you listen to someone every day who is stupid. I can't do anything about my lack of intelligence. There's nothing I can do about that. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit. So here's what I do. One day late, here's what I do with my sons to try to teach them how to have a conversation. I was in Montana. We were up there for all the funeral stuff a couple weeks ago, and we were over at one of my mom's neighbor's house. They had a big cookout. Oh, Chris, Corey, you guys would have died. Chris, they had beef and pork ribs, so you would have been fine. But anyway, big smoke out, and they just wanted to have everyone over. Everyone, hey, let's come together. Let's just enjoy ourselves, have a good night. But we ended up, the guys and women separated, as often happens at a party, because women talk about lame, boring things, and we didn't want to talk about any of that stuff. So the dudes ended up separating. And my sons came over, and they were standing there with the men, and they weren't saying anything. Very normal for teenage boys. You're not generally confident enough yet to jump in with the men. But I wanted them to begin engaging in conversation. So what I told them, and what I'm going to keep doing to them, something you can do maybe for your kids, is I told them a huge part of having a conversation is asking questions of other people, even if you're not interested. I'm hardly ever interested, but you have to pretend that's part of being an adult. So go over to the table full of women and don't come back to me until you know something about someone at that table you didn't know before. Go ask questions. Very simple, very straightforward. I just wanted to pass that along because it was successful. You could tell. They came back. I actually had made them go back twice. They came back a little more puffed up than they were before. They had done it. Nobody bit them. They weren't shamed into anything. Bring me back a piece of information about someone in that group. You got to pony up and go do it. I know it sounds crazy. There, I delivered on the tease. Let's move on to other topics, shall we? Oh, before I forget, Ali Beth Stuckey is coming on next hour. She has something I want to talk a lot about. It's something I do talk a lot about, toxic empathy. how the communists use your values against you. She wrote actually a book about it that's really good, really, really good for young women. I'm gonna push it pretty hard. And no, I don't get anything from this. It's just when I read it, it is an instruction manual for young women on how they take your wonderful, motherly, empathetic nature and they turn you into a filthy communist. So anyway, hang on for that. Now let's discuss something. Last night I went off about something, as I often do when it comes to illegal immigration and mass deportation. I'm not going to go over everything I said. You know, I was talking about how we have to harden ourselves. We have to be prepared, because if we are not, then Trump is going to falter again like he did the first time. We have to be, he has to feel like everyone's behind him. Otherwise, he's going to falter, and then we can't win. Mass deportation must happen. Must happen. So let's have a discussion about negotiations, because we got all kinds of emails about that talk. Jesse, I'm all for it. Deport them all. Jesse, sounds good. That was a bunch of them, but we also got a bunch of emails along these lines. And in fact, this echoes what I hear and see from many of my fellow political pundit friends, many politicians on the right. Maybe even you said it yourself. You just didn't send me an email. I saw a ton of this. Jesse, slow down on deporting everyone. No, not the women and kids. Jesse, let's at least start with the criminals. Hold on. Let's start with the criminals. Let's begin with the criminals. Just MS-13, Trende Aragua, that needs to be first. You know what the Overton window is. We've discussed it before on the show. Overton window. You can look it up yourself. Overton window, what's it really about? What's the essence of the Overton window? The essence of the Overton window is politicians. We want them to be leaders. I want them to be leaders. I'm guilty of this. We want our presidents to be leaders. We want senators, congressmen, mayors, whatever. We want them to be leaders, but they are in general not leaders. They are followers. They will follow public opinion. This is not unique to American politicians, in case you're sitting there saying, yeah, all our guys suck. Politicians throughout history follow public opinion. Very few leaders, they're followers. And don't think it's as unique to just people in a constitutional republic or something where the people get a say in this. Monarchs have historically kind of followed public opinion. Because even if you're an all-powerful king and you rule and your word is the law, even if that's the case, if too many people under your rule dislike what you're doing, you're not going to be a monarch for very long. The people in general have the power. The idea behind an Overton window, it is shifting the public opinion your direction. And in so doing, if you shift the public opinion in your direction, if you move that window, picture a timeline. Okay, you know what a timeline looks like? Just a horizontal line going from, you know, east to west, left to right, whatever, a horizontal line. And now picture a little window, a little square, and that's the only part of the timeline you can see, and that's public opinion. What we've done consistently in this country for as long as I've been alive, what we've done is we've only moved that window left. Sometimes it's moved rapidly to the left. Sometimes it moves a little bit to the left, but only left. The Overton window has never, ever, ever, not one time in my lifetime, moved to the right in any significant way. In fact, spending is actually a great example of this. Spending is a great example. They're now spending $2 trillion a year more than they take in. Janet Yellen herself is saying, if we don't find a way to reduce the deficit, we are in deep, deep, deep doo-doo as a country. And yet, there has never been, ever, in my 43 years, a spending cut. Not one time. There have been slight reductions in the future spending increases. Hey, we're spending $100,000 this year. We're going to spend $150,000 next year. Oh, wait, never mind. We'll spend $140,000. And those have always been celebrated by the right. Woo! Look at these spending cuts. Fiscal conservatism, baby. Setting aside your anger at that, what's that tell you? That window on government spending, that Overton window along that line, left, 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 only left, only left at all times. So we have to change that, don't we? You and I, all of us, the people, all of us, it's up to all of us. We must change that. The window of many things, not just spending, many things, has to begin moving right. How do we do that? What can we do for that? And we're specifically talking about immigration here. We're all going next, but this is going to apply to many issues. Well, let's discuss that next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, and you should. We adore your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I actually lied. Some of them are dumb, but we like a lot of your emails, and Jewish producer Chris gets them and reads them, and he passes the good ones along to me. If it's too long, he's not going to pass it along. If you're complaining about an advertise, too many ads, I'm never going to see that. Just don't even bother with that, but most of them are really, really wonderful, and we love them. Or you can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Back to what we were discussing, the Overton window, shifting public opinion in your direction. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. I need to get that right out of the gates. I need you to understand that right out of the gates. There is no... zero. There is no polite, nice way to shift the Overton window. Why? Well, what is the Overton window really? It's what society has decided is acceptable when it comes to anything. It doesn't matter, pick your issue, spending, taxes, abortion, immigration, doesn't matter. Society as a whole has decided these are the parameters, these are the rules. So in order to shift it, it means you're essentially breaking through a wall or a fence in one direction or the other. Maybe you see left-wing activism oftentimes, and you think to yourself, that's gross. I hate that. Who would do that? Why are they doing that? What's a good example? The climate nutters. The greeny climate nutters who believe in man-made climate change. You, me, we look at them doing things like they'll walk into a museum and they'll glue their butts to a Van Gogh painting or something crazy like that. Or they'll lay down on a highway and screw up a major highway. Everyone's late for work. And people on the right, maybe you've said this, will say, why are they doing this? This doesn't move anyone to their cause. No, I don't think the people waiting in traffic are going to look at these people and become climate activists. But there is a purpose, a very, very focused purpose to this crazy left-wing activism. Good point, Chris. Abortion activists. This applies to the LGBTQ Air Force people. Why are they wearing leather chaps and pink boas on the street and dancing in front of kids? Don't they know it's gross? Don't they know this turns people off? They are shattering walls, moving things to the left. It can't be done nicely. It can't be done comfortably because you're taking people's value system and you're breaking it. You're breaking things. And you and me will have to break things the other direction. No, please don't put on leather chaps. I beg you. And please don't break the law. I'm not asking you to break the law. But shifting public opinion, shifting the window cannot be done nicely or politely. It's not possible. So let's go back to our talk about immigration. I went off last night about mass deportation. I'm very concerned that they will get to you, that they will play on your emotions, and they'll show crying kids, and you will falter. I'm very concerned that they're going to get to Trump. Remember, they did it to him last time. He had the wonderful child separation policy at the border. He knew exactly what needed to be done. He was doing it. Democrats ran an op at the border. AOC's down there crying, kids in cages, kids in cages. I think that lasted 3 weeks. boom, Trump administration backed off it, child separation over. I'm very, very concerned the right will falter. And please get this. Let's say the number's 15 million in the last 3.5 years. Probably short, but let's say the number's 15 million. Let's say, and this is probably underselling it, that those 15 million are all going to have 2 kids. Obviously, some won't have any kids. Some will have a dozen kids. A lot of this comes from Latin America, so those are traditionally bigger families. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, 2 kids. Well, I did go to community college, but I can do the math. That means 18 years from now, because of this country's insane, suicidal birthright citizenship laws, 18 years from now, we will have 30 million new naturalized citizens who will be voting in elections. 18 years from now, without mass deportation, 18 years from now, Republicans will never win another national election. And 18 years is not far away, right? Not far away. We will never win another election without mass deportation. It's not possible. So, back to what we were just discussing. Do you want to stop that? I'm sure you're saying yes. I want to stop that. I have sons. I have teenage sons. They have, Lord willing, a lot longer than 18 years left on this planet. In 18 years, hopefully, I'll be a grandpa. I'll be at kids' t-ball games. I don't want to lose my country in 18 years. Universal Democrat rule, top to bottom, they're all communists now. Can you imagine the horrors these filthy animals will rain down on this country if they have no checks on their power? And 30 million new Democrats in 18 years? It's not a maybe. It's coming without mass deportation. But we have to stop it. And our only opportunity to stop it is getting Trump elected, getting a House and Senate, and praying the low-T GOP finally has the guts to stand up to public pressure and get it done. But we, you and me, can lessen that public pressure. Let's discuss how. This may be hard to hear. You're going to need some chalk. You're going to need testosterone. If we are going to be the low-T GOP, then just hand them the keys now. Why even wait 18 years? Let's just get it over with. We've got to be focused. We've got to be strong. Get a male vitality stack in your veins, gentlemen. A male vitality stack. I got this email. Jesse, I just ordered the male vitality stack after hearing you talk about it on the radio. I've got to say, it was nice getting a phone call from a company and a representative speaking clear English. no doubt. Chalk, they're hardcore anti-communists. You'll speak to an American on the phone. It probably will be a dime. And they will hook you up with natural herbal supplements. And they will answer questions. You don't just have to call. You're not just a number to Chalk. Go to choq.com and get a subscription. Female vitality stacks, male vitality stacks, Chalk lit powder, chalk.com. Or call them, text them. 50-CHALK-3000. More on this next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show. You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes, talking about Overton windows, mass deportation, illegal immigration enforcement. So we got a bunch of emails. A bunch of people agreed. A bunch of people said, let's just start with the criminals. Don't go too far. Start with the criminals. Hey, just the men, start with the criminals. So let's just do this. Let's talk about a business deal. I have started Jesse Kelly's Ice Machines. It's a wonderful, lucrative company. I didn't actually start it. Remember, this is just an analogy, but Jesse Kelly's Ice Machines. because there are so many millions and millions, probably billions of people who want to be like me and own a countertop ice machine with unlimited ice. And it's gotten to a point where I'm tired of it. I'm ready to sell the company. It's too many headaches. And there's another business that wants to absorb it. We'll call this business Chris Inc. Chris Inc., understandably, does not want to pay me anything for it. Looking for a bargain basement deal, they don't want to pay me anything for it. But I have decided before I walk into a negotiation with Chris Inc. that I have to get $1 million for Jesse's ice makers. $1 million is what I need. I know, look, we all know Chris Inc. is going to offer 50 cents. I need $1 million. Now, let me ask you something. When I walk into that negotiation, do I sit down at the table and say, I need $1 million? Is that my starting position? If that's what I need to get, is that what I start with? Well, no. Anyone who knows anything about negotiation knows that's insane. If I know Chris is going to try to get the price down, and we all know Chris is going to try to get the price down, I don't walk in asking for $1 million if that's what I need. I walk in asking for $5 million, knowing that Chris is going to counter with something way, way, way less than that. Now, let's go back to our discussion about immigration. If you wrote me one of these emails or left a voicemail or said something to me of, Jesse, let's not sound bad. Let's just start with the men. Let's just start with the criminals. Do you understand that you are undercutting your own negotiation position before we've even won the election? That's why the Overton window only shifts to the left. Things exactly like that. No, that's not how you shift the Overton window. How do you shift the Overton window on immigration? You don't do it sounding nice. You don't do it appealing to what the population wants to hear. That doesn't shift public opinion on anything. You take the hardest right, most extreme position on the issue, understanding that it will get watered down somewhat, but in the end, maybe, just maybe, fingers crossed, things will move in your direction. So you don't start out saying, hey, let's just start with the men. You don't start out with that.
Why are you gay?
You start out with this. Deport everyone, men, women, and children. I want SWAT teams running into the schools, scooping up everybody who doesn't have legal immigration papers. And I want a moat at the border. I want a 100-foot wall. I want a minefield and machine gun nests. And I want people turned away at gunpoint. You can sit there and recoil in horror and say, Jesse, that's not who we are. Jesse, it's too far. And maybe you're even correct about that. But guess what? I have staked out a negotiating position that is good, that is right, even if I don't get my moat, if I don't get my SWAT teams in schools, if I don't get my minefield. In the end, if I take the extreme position, maybe, just maybe, I will break down that wall, and for the first time in my 43 years of existence, that Overton window will move my way. That's how we have to politic. And it's not up to me. It's up to all of us. It is up to you and me and your neighbor. And it's up to all of us. And remember, politicians will follow us. They will follow us. I had people emailing in saying, Jesse, Trump's not going to do it. He caved last time. Trump's going to cave. He's not going to do it. And maybe you're right. And you know we'll be here screaming if that happens. But I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, Trump will cave if we do. if public opinion is, well, I mean, I know we don't want to look harsh. We can't. What about the next election? We have the midterms. We can't look mean. If that's what public opinion starts to be on the GOP, Trump will falter. I promise you, he will. If the public, all of us, remain strong, maybe, just maybe, he will remain strong. They will follow us. That's a huge part of the Overton window, understanding that politicians are followers and they will follow the people. Will we remain strong? If you're already giving up your negotiating position, well, Chris Inc. is going to underpay you for those ice makers. I promise you that. What, Chris? How do you know? I wasn't even talking about you. Maybe it was a different Chris. Why do you always personalize these things? It's not on you. Let's get to some voicemails, shall we? Just one or two of them.
Jay Steele, got a question for you on a very serious subject. Was wondering if you ever found stones to go out and buy those thermal optics and night vision you were talking about. I was blessed with a set of twin grandsons, anti-communists, by the way, who bought me a hog hunt in College Station, Texas, where we went on a night vision thermal hunt. Tell you, brother, you see a 7.62 round on an AR-15 frame coming out and hitting one of them nasty-looking things, it's a thing of beauty.
First of all, don't act like I haven't been hogging. I was in the Marine Corps. That's one. Two, no, I did not buy the MVGs yet. Don't say why, Chris. You know exactly why. Like $4,000. They're an astronomical amount. And here's my problem. Here's my problem. I'm not some super ninja spec ops, one of these guys at all. I'm nothing. I was a 4-year grunt Marine. Proud of that, but I'm not some super stud. I'm not BK, right? I'm not Clay Martin. That's not that. But I am friends with so many of these guys, SEALs and Green Berets and Air Force PJs and all these guys. Here's my problem. They all have the best of the best. And that's what I want. I don't want bottom barrel NVGs. I realize you can get NVGs for less than $4,000 or $3,000. I realize that. But I see they have, and maybe it's peer pressure. Maybe, I don't know what it is. I don't want to show up at a shoot and have the crappiest NVGs there. At the same time, I can't bring myself to spend $4,000 on something. Chris, right? I mean, see, of course, Chris is with me. Everyone knew Chris would be with me. I can't bring myself to drop that kind of money on something. And I know I should. I know I should. That is so much money. Oh, and another thing, and you're going to say I'm making excuses. James, my oldest, is about to turn 16. He turned 16. When's his birthday? November 7th. I'm going to have to start working on a car for him of some kind. What, Chris? What? You can save money by buying a kit. Did you CC suggest I put together my own NVGs, Chris? Okay, I'm not 10 years old putting together Legos. I wouldn't know what I was doing anyway. No, Chris, no. See, this, never mind. I shouldn't even brought it up in front of Chris. Never mind. We're moving on. Let's get back to talk about some other things. Someone got fired at CNN. I told you it was coming. I'll tell you why in just a moment. But first, I want to discuss, I tell you a lot about rough greens. I want to talk about naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black for a moment. I had dinner with him last week, and just I want to speak to the about the man for a moment. He was really, really wonderful to me, and I don't mean he bought me a steak. That's not what I'm saying, and I'm not just talking about the rough greens and how wonderful it is for your dog, and now they have it for cats, and you know it's the way to get your dog and cat to live longer, but about the passing of my father. He was really, really great about that. And he didn't have to do that. You know, I'm a radio host, right? He didn't have to do that. He has been through a lot in his life, too, as you can imagine. Helicopter pilot and Green Beret. He's seen some things. He was really wonderful to me, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate this company. So, and it'll make your dog healthier and live longer. Go put it on your dog's food. You'll see a difference in your dog. Free Jumpstart trial bags, 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Before I get to me being right about something, you know, everyone's mean to me. You're mean about my hair and my massive hands. The wife is mean. And you know how I confided in you? I should never have done this. That my knee gets stiff now whenever I lift, whenever I fly. I'm not in pain whenever I go on a ruck. It just gets super, super stiff. And they have these compression knee sleeves out there that help with blood flow and things like that as you get older. And I made the terrible mistake of confiding in you that I got some knee sleeves. I also made the mistake of telling my wife. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I bet she's forgotten about it. So I'll just try to get them off the front porch because I had them delivered. I'll try to get them off the front porch before she sees them. I'm on a phone call today. It was a work call. It was a bunch of suit stuff. It was all good stuff. Don't worry. But I'm on a work call today. I lost track of tracking the package. Ding dong. There's a ring at the doorbell. And I'm on a call. I'm on speakerphone. And who do you think rounds the corner with a big old fat smirk on her face but Aubrey? She walked right up to me on that work call. She didn't even have to say a word. I was on a call smirking and smiling as she handed me my knee sleeves. And you know what? That's not very nice. It's not very nice at all. Now, what is nice is the fact that I'm an oracle, you see. Let's walk down memory lane, shall we? We'll just do this. We'll do this chronologically. I told you the story. I think it was last week. I told you the story about getting hired briefly at HLN. It was a CNN knockoff kind of a thing. I don't even know if it's still around. And they told me they were going to fly me up there. They flew me up there to debate some dirty commie. And I beat the living crap out of him on the air. And the producer pulled me aside after and said, "That's amazing. We want you on here permanently. Oh my gosh, it was so funny and great." All that crap. And then ghosted me. Never heard from him again. And I found out later on, it was because I did so well. The communist silos himself. The world of make-believe. We talk about it all the time. Silos himself in a world of make-believe. And good guests on communist networks break down those walls. Good guests for us, for our side. And therefore, they don't last long. And maybe you remember last week. Possibly you do. Remember when I said this about my friend Ryan Gerdusky?
"I love watching Ryan Gerdusky's star rise. I'm not surprised in the least that I'm about 100% sure he's going to get fired from being on these CNN panels if he keeps abusing all these crazy libs the way he's been."
That was Jesse, the Oracle Kelly. Don't shake your head, Chris. Last week, Ryan was on one of these 8,000-person panels on CNN last night, and he was debating this piece of trash, Mehdi Hassan. And Mehdi Hassan had just gotten done, of course, calling you a Nazi, me a Nazi, everyone's a Nazi, everyone who votes for Trump, Nazi, 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 which is like the worst thing you can say to someone. And Ryan Gerdusky fires back a little jab. Here it was.
"If you don't want to be called Nazis, stop doing
it. You're called an anti-Semite. You've been called an anti-Semite more than anyone else at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
People with their own... No, by me. I never called you an anti-Semite. Okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying
I'm a supporter of the Palestinians. So I'm used to it.
Yeah. Well, I hope your beeper doesn't go off. The thing is that
I hope your beeper doesn't go off. That was very good. It's back and forth. You're a Nazi. Well, I hope your beeper doesn't go off. Well, Abby Phillip, who was the host of that show, came back after the commercial break with
this. Back here. And before we get started, I want to just address what happened in the last segment. And first, I want to apologize to Mehdi Hassan for what was said at this table. It was completely unacceptable. When we get this discussion started, you'll see that Ryan is not at the table. There is a line that was crossed there, and it's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to us at this network. We want discussion. We want people who disagree with each other to talk to each other. But when you cross the line of a complete lack of civility, that is not going to happen here on this show.
And they announced later on, CNN announced, Ryan Gerdusky will no longer be invited back on the network. Just remember, when the Oracle speaks...
I love watching Ryan Gerdusky's star rise. I'm not surprised in the least that I'm about 100% sure he's going to get fired from being on these CNN panels if he keeps abusing all these crazy libs the way he's been.
You can take it to the bank. What, Chris? That is the burden, Chris. A burden you'll never know. That's the burden of being a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Hey, Oracle. I live in East Tennessee. I've been voting for 40 years. Today, I voted early for the first time. I'm writing to let you know this was the first time I saw a more accurate representation of our population. That was a lot of big words. Nailed it. Young and old, black and white, plus the mood of the crowd was more upbeat and joyful than I've ever seen at a polling location. That's how you know they weren't communists. For the last few years, the news has made me depressed and worried about my grandkids' future. But after seeing these people today, I feel that maybe we will wake up in time to turn things around. God bless you and your family. I hear this story so much at polling locations, at places where people are voting early. One, there are lots of them. Two, people are happy, motivated, hopeful, joyful. There's a lot to feel good about right now. We can take a step back, and we do, and talk about the huge problems we have and the huge problems that are still to come. But I'm really feeling like there might be an awakening happening in this country. And I know you don't have to email me all the problems and potential problems. I get it. I'm feeling hopeful. Also, I'm preparing, though, because things might continue to go bad. They might. So make your preparations like we've talked about a lot. Make sure you have ammunition. Make sure you have an ability to acquire clean water. Do not forget about the food, please. I tell you about My Patriot Supply all the time. Please go to My Patriot Supply, preparewithjesse.com. They have emergency food kits, four-week emergency food kits, $50 off right now. Preparewithjesse.com. What are they? For one, don't touch it. Well, you can touch it, but don't eat it. Set it aside. Don't brag about it online. Don't tell your friends. Don't tell your neighbors. It's emergency, non-perishable food. It lasts up to 25 years. Whatever may come, you will be able to eat. We're talking 2,000 calories a day. They've been doing this a long time. Go look at their reviews. They have those reviews for a reason. It ships fast. It ships free. And they're $50 off at preparewithjesse.com. All right? All right. We'll talk a little bit more about Democrats siloing themselves, isolating themselves. It's biting them badly in the butt. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.